The saying, "It's not what you know, but who you know," reflects a widespread belief about how success operates in the real world. It suggests that personal connections and networks matter more than knowledge, skill, or merit. While often dismissed as cynical, the phrase captures an important truth about human systems. At the same time, taken too literally, it oversimplifies the relationship between competence and opportunity. The reality lies in the interaction between the two. There is strong evidence that who you know plays a critical role in shaping outcomes. Many opportunities, jobs, promotions, investments, and collaborations are not distributed through open competition but through informal networks. Employers frequently rely on referrals because they reduce uncertainty and risk. Trust, familiarity, and reputation travel through social connections more easily than resumes or credentials. In this sense, relationships act as gateways to opportunity, often determining who is even considered in the first place. However, connections alone rarely sustain success over time. While relationships can open doors, they do not replace the need for competence. Once inside a role or position, individuals must demonstrate skill, reliability, and judgment. In fields that demand sustained performance, such as medicine, engineering, scholarship, or leadership, knowledge and ability eventually assert themselves. Networks may accelerate access, but they cannot indefinitely compensate for lack of substance. The saying also overlooks the fact that who you know is often shaped by what you know. Expertise, curiosity, and competence tend to attract relationships. People seek collaborators who add value, solve problems, or bring insight. In this way, knowledge indirectly generates social capital. The two are not opposing forces, but mutually reinforcing ones. Knowing more expands the kinds of people one is able to know. Critics of the phrase rightly point out its ethical implications. When connections outweigh merit, systems risk becoming exclusionary or unjust. Nepotism, favoritism, and inherited advantage can undermine fairness and limit social mobility. For this reason, many institutions attempt to formalize hiring and evaluation processes to reduce bias. Yet even in structured systems, informal networks continue to influence outcomes, revealing the deeply social nature of human decision-making. In today's interconnected world, the meaning of the saying has evolved. Digital platforms, professional communities, and global networks have expanded access to who you know, making relationship building more democratic than in the past. At the same time, visibility and credibility often depend on demonstrated knowledge shared publicly through work, ideas, or contributions. Success increasingly depends on the ability to combine competence with connection. In conclusion, the saying, "It's not what you know, but who you know," is neither entirely true nor entirely false. Relationships undeniably shape access to opportunity, but knowledge and skill determine whether opportunity can be used effectively. Rather than choosing between the two, success is best understood as emerging from their alignment. Knowing matters, but knowing people, and being worth knowing, matters just as much.